Rural Solutions Technology Center wants to help you with all of your home and business technology needs. We've been serving individuals, businesses, and schools for over 20 years and have seen many changes, but one thing remains constant: our desire to make technology easy for you. With the rapid pace of change in the tech world, you can trust in us to provide you with up-to-date and reliable products and services. Stop by our shop on Main Street, Madison, where we offer home computer repair and sales of computers and printers. Or contact us to schedule a service call, and we'll come to your home or business. Call us at 320-698-4747 or email support@ruralsolutions.com. Rural Solutions Incorporated, your local technology professionals.
Focus on the Family this morning, sponsored by Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison. Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust.
Hi, it's Jen with Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison, Minnesota. We offer a home-like setting, home-cooked meals, and other services tailored to you or your loved one's needs. Stop by anytime or call us at 320-598-7557. Coffee is always hot and treats are aplenty. We provide the comfort you deserve and the care you can trust.
Bitterness will lie to you. It'll trick you into believing that you build a better future by holding on to the past. The truth is, the past eventually spills out. That's what happened between Stacy and Janet, who were friends from high school. They were so close for so long that Stacy asked Janet to be her maid of honor at her wedding. On the big day, the ceremony was beautiful, and Stacy was all smiles, until the reception, when Janet offered a toast. Janet told everyone that Stacy had bullied her in high school. She told them that Stacy teased her, said mean things to her, and made fun of her because of her good grades. At first, Stacy thought Janet was joking, but Janet's tirade continued until Stacy led her to a back room where they engaged in a heated confrontation while guests waited awkwardly in the reception hall. Despite Stacy's repeated apologies over the years, Janet had waited for the opportunity to let her past come spilling out and humiliate Stacy for her mistakes. I understand how tempting it can be to feel bitter. My dad chose alcohol over me and my siblings, and my stepfather abandoned us on the day of my mother's funeral. But I also know that bitterness fills our lives with more pain, not less. If you're suffering because someone has hurt you, I want to encourage you to forgive them. You build a better life not by holding on to the past, but by freeing yourself from it. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family this morning, sponsored by Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison. Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust.
Thursday, on the season premiere of Postcards, Verlin Kling shares the secret history of his priceless 1959 Gibson Les Paul guitar. Plus, hear from Gibson's head of product development and U of M grad, Matt Kaler. And Granite Falls native Jamie Niemeyer shares the inspiration of her art series on 44 influential African Americans. Join us for Postcards, Thursday at 7 p.m. on Pioneer PBS.
It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing better than you are.
Yeah, well, I'm a little beat up. Took another nosedive on the ice on Friday, so 9 stitches in the lip and a few other assorted injuries. But
pretty swollen hand.
Swollen hand, chipped tooth, but racked up shoulder, but I'm here.
Yeah, you're still good looking.
That's right. No matter, regardless.
Yeah. At least you got your looks.
Yes, I do. I was just saying, I need a bubble wrap and a hockey helmet and football pads, and I should be good. Go back outside again.
Some yak tracks.
That, too. If I got those, I wasn't wearing them at the time. So
maybe you should.
Maybe I should. That's right. Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private Orrin Palmer Tofty. Oren was born on February 9th, 1931, and Lewisburg passed away on July 18th, 2009. He entered active duty in the United States Army on November 14th, 1956, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He was honorably discharged a little less than 6 months later on May 9th, 1957, at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. He was training to be a medical corpsman or a hospital attendant with Company D of the 2nd Battalion of the Army Medical Service School. And this was during peacetime. We thank you, Oren, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute all the vets out there.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the topic at hand. It seems veterans, Gold Star families get free lifetime passes to the National Parks, Wildlife Refuge, and other public lands. That sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, a new pass provides free lifetime access and waived recreation fees for veterans. Press release came out on November 8th. It was sent in VA's Veterans Benefit Administration February 23 newsletter. Announces a free lifetime pass for veterans and Gold Star families to access federal lands. Veterans Day 2022, the National Park Service unveiled a lifetime pass providing free entrance to national parks for veterans and their families. The Interagency Military Lifetime Pass waives entrance fees for the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and standard amenity recreation fees for the Bureau of Land Management, Bureau of Reclamation, U.S. Forest Service, and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers sites for current military service members and their dependents, veterans, and Gold Star families. Veterans and the families have free access to approximately 2,000 public locations spread out across more than 400 million acres of public lands, which host activities fit any lifestyle from serene to high octane, include hiking, fishing, paddling, biking, hunting, stargazing, camping, and much more. The military pass has been expanded to include a pass that does not expire for veterans and Gold Star family members. The National Defense Authorization Act of 22 authorized a free lifetime pass to national parks and other federal recreational lands for eligible veterans and Gold Star families. In recent years, they were able to receive an annual pass. So annual pass got upgraded to a lifetime pass. For the purpose of this program, a veteran is identified as an individual who has served in the U.S. Armed Forces, including National Guard and Reserve, is able to represent one of the following forms of valid unexpired identifications: Department of Defense Identification Card, Veteran Health Identification Card, Veteran ID Card, Veteran's Designation on a state-issued U.S. Driver's License or Identification Card. Gold Star families are next of kin of a member of the U.S. Armed Forces who lost his or her life in a qualifying situation, such as a war, an international terrorist attack, or a military operation outside of the United States while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. The America the Beautiful, the National Parks and Federal Recreational Lands Pass, Interagency Pass Program, includes a free annual pass for active duty members of the U.S. military and their dependents. Current military service members must show a valid unexpired Department of Defense ID, also known as a CAC card, Common Access Card. Dependents of current service members must show a valid unexpired DD Form 1173 AD or DEC. I don't know what those are.
Sounds important.
I'm betting it's an ID card of some sort. Other free or discounted passes, including some lifetime passes, are available for persons with permanent disabilities, fourth grade students, volunteers, and senior citizens age 62 or older. So even includes you.
Oh, right.
You're just shy of 62, aren't you?
Oh, just shy. Yeah, shy by quite a ways in the other direction.
About 10 years? Close enough.
Yep.
How to get your aid or agency pass. Interagency passes can be obtained in person while visiting a participating site. I did a quick search. Pipestone National Monument is the closest to get one of these passes. Excuse me.
That's not too far away.
No, it's, 50 miles?
Something like that. Well, a little further.
A little further. Okay. It's just down 75.
Down the way there.
Yep. I think visit places to get interagency passes for a searchable list to be sure to contact the site before you go to make sure they're open and have passes in stock. In addition, military passes, as well as those for seniors and persons with permanent disabilities, are available online through the USGS online store with an additional processing fee. I think it was $10 last I checked. Existing passes remain valid. You do not need to obtain a new pass if you already have a lifetime senior or access pass. For more information about eligibility and passes, visit free entrance to national parks for veterans and Gold Star families at the U.S. National Park Service's website at nps.gov. The participating agencies also offer several fee-free days for everyone throughout the year to mark days of celebration and commemoration. Examples of these fee-free days include the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., National Public Lands Day, Veterans Day, and the signing of the Great American Outdoors Act. Fee-free days and fee policies vary among the agencies, so it's best to check the agency website or contact the site you plan to visit in advance of your trip. Like I said, I did a quick search of the National Park Service website. It shows the nearest location to obtain interagency military lifetime pass is at Pipestone National Monument in Pipestone, Minnesota. You can contact them at 507-825-5464. This information will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on this on the Veterans Linkage Line.
I mean, I left the number out there for you.
You so did.
I knew you were coming.
Didn't hit your head that hard.
No, I didn't. I remember a few things.
Yep. And that's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Frozen level, tundra level.
Yeah, going to be sunny and close to 40 tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Melt some of this ice.
It was nice a couple days ago.
Yeah. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. But this Friday, my office will be closed. I have an appointment up in St. Cloud. So.
Okay. So always probably a good idea to call ahead, make sure you're in, right?
Absolutely. I'm a one-man show down there, so if I might be in a meeting or...
Laying on your back on the ice somewhere.
I did that.
You did that too, so.
Yeah. I'm not immune to that.
No. I don't think anybody is.
No. Nope.
So be careful out there.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and we will talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benninga, Lac Parle Veterans Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Thrifty White Community Health Corner. Transferring your prescriptions to your local Thrifty White Pharmacy is quick and easy. Simply bring in your prescriptions or check out our easy transfer tab on our website at thriftywhite.com. When you transfer your prescriptions, you'll get service from our caring and dedicated pharmacy teams. We're here for you, from immunizations to health products, along with programs to help you manage your medications. Visit your local Thrifty White Pharmacy today. We're ready to care for you.
It's 9:24 here at KLQP Radio. Great music for Rose and Revillo, Odessa, and Corral. This is Q92 KLQP FM.
Summer night, I
You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson. Time now for news and the weather, brought to you by MVTV Wireless, connecting rural Minnesota.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Brent Palm. Senator Amy Klobuchar continues to go after Ticketmaster Live Nation for alleged anti-competitive practices. The Minnesota Democrat tells CBS Sunday Morning they control 70% of the big concert ticket market, and now they started buying arenas.
But for the arenas that they don't own, they tend to lock in on 3 or 5 or 7 year contracts so that those arenas are boxed out of using competitors. So picture this. There they are with the monopoly on the ticketing, then they've got the promotion, then they've got the arenas.
Klobuchar chaired an antitrust subcommittee hearing in response to Ticketmaster's botched on sale for the Taylor Swift tour. Authorities are trying to determine why a small plane crashed late Saturday along the St. Croix River in Baytown Township. The Washington County Sheriff says the pilot was able to walk away to a nearby road and meet deputies, where he was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. And the Wild and Coyotes face off tonight in Arizona. This is MNN.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy! No! Are you okay? Teddy! Somebody do something!
I called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
MVTV Wireless Internet has been serving Southwest and Central Minnesota for nearly 25 years, and we have grown by leaps and bounds thanks to our loyal